Time for our weekly foray into the world of motoring.
Behind the wheel.
So just last month, the UK promised to ban the sale of new gasoline and diesel cars by 2040. It was another swipe at the internal combustion engine. All new vehicles in the UK will have to be fully electric in 23 years. That came after France had announced a similar plan. Holland last year. The news also follows Chinese-owned automaker Volvo's announcement that it will phase out gas-only cars within 2 years. Plenty of other car makers also bringing out electric models. Well, our guest to discuss the demise or not of the internal combustion engine this week is Osman Burgri, digital manager and all-round car aficionado, I guess, at Dubizzle. Welcome to you.
Great to see you again, guys.
And also Damien Reid, motoring journalist, is in the studio as well. Good evening to you, Damien.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Good to have you here, both of you. I'm going to start with you, Osman, because you're not a fan of electric cars.
Never have been, no, not at all. Shall we talk about horses first?
You can start with horses, because I guess that's where it all began. But, I mean, we've just off-air had quite found that you're quite outspoken when it comes to electric cars, Teslas, all those things.
It's the hype. The idea of this time next year, the OEMs, I think, will blow Tesla clean out of the water, that you'll have kind of mainstream manufacturers producing affordable electric cars or hybrids. And at the minute, you can't really argue with Tesla's brand, in the sense that, like Sally had mentioned, like, oh, I was in a Tesla, it was amazing. But I think people more associate themselves with the caliber of the brand, but the actual product itself, I think, is inferior. It's already outdated in that sense. And if you try to own a Tesla here, where are you going to charge it?
Well, apparently you have to go shopping for a long time at Mall of the Emirates, according to Nick Rago, our tech expert. That's right. What you have to do. So if you're a shopper, you're okay.
There you go. say you need to go to work. What are you going to do then? It's like, oh, my phone's not charged. Can I borrow a Tesla charger as well?
But Damien, despite those problems and the charging problems, and of course that is something that comes with electric cars, we are seeing news report after news report of this country saying we're going to have only electric by this year. Even the UAE, and we love our big engines here, we're talking about having 10% electric cars by 2020, I think it is. It's happening.
It is inevitable. It's definitely happening. And obviously the news that came out of the UK, you know, banning the petrol and diesel engines by 2040 is a big one. Also, information that, say, Volvo were going to electrify all their cars.
By 2019, even. That's only a couple of years from now.
Yeah. Now, there's been a lot of misinformation about that, though, in terms of a lot of people saying they're going to electric-only cars, but they're not. What they're saying is that every car will have a hybrid option on it. So they'll still be petrol-powered with electric backup for a long way. So every car will have electrification, but they won't be electric cars entirely. But it is inevitable. It's the way it's going. It's the way the industry is under a mandate to bring in electric cars and other things as well. The fuel cell hydrogen cars that are powered by electricity to power hydrogen powered vehicles. So, you know, it's definitely going that way. The future of the internal combustion engine is on a limited time frame, but still got a long way to go yet.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. But also, if you think they're talking 20 years, if we look back 20 years of technology and say the iPhone is 10 years old.
I thought you were going to bring the horses up again.
Now the horses. we'll talk about horses in a second. But if you look at tech then, how far tech has come. But also if you look at how population will grow by 2040 as well. What are we now in the UAE? We just reached 9 million, right? So in terms of, I think, obviously less people will be buying cars. It'll be this transport on demand that you'll be interacting with an interface, not actually owning a car. That's where I see mass transport then. But yeah, the horse point was just looking back to 1915. That was the height of the horse population in the world, 26 million horses. Don't ask how I know that. I just do. And but the car was originally then kind of brought out to deal with horse pollution. So we kind of had a quick chat about, so imagine 2040 then, and you're trying to charge your electric car. So the pollution that came from that, Damien raised the point, it was the health and safety around cables and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot of issues around the fact that there is health and safety issues. How are you going to charge the car if you're going to have cables connected to it? There's new forms of charging platforms that the car will be able to sit on top of and it will charge automatically. But there are so many other things. I mean, the major question is it pushing the fossil fuel and the generation of electricity into someone else's backyard? And you know, at the moment the emissions are coming out of the tailpipes of the cars, but do they come out of coal-fired power stations?
So yeah, explain what you mean by this. So people might not really think about where the electricity comes from.
Well, yeah, I
to
mean,
power these cars. Yeah, they're not using gas, but they're not using air.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, we can produce electricity from solar. We can sure do that, but we need so much space to produce that it's just not viable. So the most practical way at the moment is to produce them out of power stations, which are powered by fossil fuel, coal essentially, and then that gets brought in through the power lines that we all see around here. So all we're really doing is we're shifting the onus into someone else's backyard, and yep. So we can have cars that run on electricity here for a limited time, but we're still producing them outside of the region. Then there's the whole well-to-wheel scenario of if the cars are not made in your backyard, they're imported, and then we look at the whole importation process from farming to cultivating the land to build a factory to ship them, to transport
the air miles
them around.
To transport, yeah.
Absolutely, and that's a whole other thing as well. I mean,
you guys sound like the biggest bunch of pessimists ever, right? But you know what? Fair points. But
now, Sal, you're an electric car fan, right?
I'm a fan. But the thing is, you know, we're talking a lot, particularly here in the UAE, about harnessing solar power. So I'm imagining, and I think a lot of the talk is that is where the electricity will be coming from. The people behind Tesla, Elon Musk, is producing roof tiles that you can put onto your house that will be completely solar. The entire roof of your house will become solar. Are you guys just kind of, is this all a bit much, considering that this is all new technology and we need to be more supportive? Yes, it's got all its limitations at the moment. Yeah. We're certainly not there. It's not perfect.
No,
shouldn't we be looking at what's good that's going to come?
I'm a huge fan of technology. I love it, and I've driven electric cars. I'm actually a fan of electric cars. Anything that gives me enormous amounts of horsepower from zip, I'm a fan of. It's great. But we're going back to the initial discussion about 2040 in the UK. There needs to be a rational look at this, and that is not rational. That's not going to work. I can guarantee it right now. Firstly, I mean, very, very simply, straight up, is that we have a small number of electric cars that are being built now around the world, which will be slightly larger by 2040. But at the moment, as far as I'm aware, no major manufacturer has even started thinking about developing a commercial vehicle, like a truck that's electric powered, that can carry goods and services into the cities. So,
and they'd be the biggest polluters, the gas-guzzling trucks,
by
wouldn't they?
By a long shot.
Here's a question for you both from Alistair. How do you think the handling of electric cars will compare to petrol cars? Teslas have, for example, a couple of dozen moving parts compared to some hundreds for petrol cars. If you only have to make 25 moving parts, Mercedes is going to have to do a lot with that to make itself better than a Kia.
Yeah, so power to weight and the balance and stuff, but recent reviews on UK roads of the Tesla have been diabolical. Incredibly hard and firm suspension. Yeah, unbelievably fast from low down, which will probably do that, seven times, and I'll need a charge. But, you know, it's not going to be comparative to say.
I think what I was saying is because you've got less to play with, it's going to be harder to set yourself apart as brands.
Mm. Yeah, I think I can sort of see where he's coming from in terms of with the internal combustion engine, you've got a lot of reciprocating force. So you've got a crank that's turning around, a lot of weight that's spinning around. So there's been 100 years of development to try and knock that and make a car handle well. Well, you don't have that with an electric car. Mm. But then you have other issues. I mean, an electric car has, the way we're going to see it, will have a motor inside each wheel. So they need to be balanced absolutely perfectly to make that car handle as well as a current car.
Thanks for that.
Engine braking as well.
Behind the Wheel.
It's Behind the Wheel this evening on Drive Live. We're in conversation with Osman Burgri, Digital Manager at Dubizzle, and also motoring journalist Damien Reid. We're having a lively discussion here about electric cars, good or bad, what we're going to miss about our internal combustion engines. Al says, these are nonsense arguments. Power stations are infinitely more efficient than petrol engines. Petrol cars are still imported in the same way as electric cars. Electric cars are their first generation. What was a first generation petrol car like? Someone else here, you might want to respond to this, Osman. Where did you find these dinosaurs?
Well, he can borrow my phone charger for his car if he wants. You know, so I think it gets the point that that Sally was saying about electric cars. We're not against future tech, but a battery-operated car is not the height of technology. It's the thing that will come after that, then, what people use.
Shazad saying here, I think agreeing with you, Damien, people often overlook, or agreeing with some of the points you made about pollution, people often overlook the environmental cost of lithium mining and the production of the batteries for electric cars.
Very much so, and that's a precious metal. So, you know, there's the whole, again, the mining process. What's the fuel that's being used in the diggers and in the mining process to grab the lithium out? And then how do we recycle lithium? No one has an answer for that yet. So these are all things that need to be discussed.
I think the point that you guys are making is there's a way to go before we're there and ready to get rid of what we have already and move completely. And I think that comes down to where you're going to charge it, how you're going to make it, how you're going to import it. But we thought we'd have a bit of fun with you guys this afternoon. And you guys suggested that we talk about this. You've only got one tank of gas left. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to drive? And where are you going to drive, I guess?
Right. If I've only got one tank left, we're talking about, obviously I've got my electric car hidden away in a garage somewhere, so I'm going to have a bit of fun. And it'd have to be something classic, the older classic Italian cars, which I've got a fondness for. So, I don't know, a windy mountain road in Italy, an old late 60s Lamborghini. Recreate the Italian Job opening theme, perhaps.
Nice.
Without the digger?
Without the digger at the end, yeah. Burn the fuel and then get my environmentally friendly Tesla or whatever. I'll be driving home, whatever.
Osman?
Me, it would be a McLaren F1.
Your gas is going to get used up really fast.
It's slightly more efficient than the Miura. There's a couple of reasons why that's the McLaren F1. It has three seats, so you can bring your two best mates with you if you want as well. It'll also top out 350 kilometres an hour, so you'll have a lot of coasting to do after you run out of fuel. So hopefully it should go on for a bit longer as well.
Adil says the Audi R8 Spider on the Autobahn. So he wants to go where there's no speed limit, right? There's no speed limit on the Autobahn, I don't think, in Germany.
Certain parts are saying. That's a bit boring, though. You're just going straight. So
that's what he wants to do. It's his choice. It's his last tank of gas. 4001 for yours. Sally, you got one?
Do you know, I like the idea of driving around in Italy. That appeals to me a lot. I'm not a massive petrol head, so I don't really have a car in mind. And before the program started, I said to Osman, I'd get a Tesla tomorrow if I could. And he was like, no, it's just, you like the idea of the Tesla. But, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people are texting in about electric cars and about the batteries. Mm-hmm. One saying here, issues about the lithium batteries not being safe.
Yeah.
There are no reports. Let's just be very clear that there are no reports that we know of that where it's blown up or whatever. But considering that it might be dangerous to have a lithium battery, is it dangerous?
There's a lot of things, as you say, there's no reports about that at the moment. But there are things, for instance, if an electric car is involved in an accident, our emergency services are trained to deal specifically with an electric or a hybrid car if it has an accident, because there's 400 volts running through it. At the very minimum, the old Toyota Priuses were 400 volts. They're now 500 plus volts running through them, and the car's alive. So, you know, you can easily be electrocuted if you don't know what to do. If you find a car's hit a pole or run into a shop or whatever, the first thing you do is you have to ground the car. You have to otherwise it'll be a massive static shock that could be fatal. So these are things that need to be looked into.
And overcharging as well, it could go the way of the Samsung. So
exploding in people's pockets. I'm not sure about that. Somebody here saying, unless electric cars can be charged as fast as refilling petrol, I will still use a fuel powered car. Majority of people live in apartments, and unless each parking slot has a socket, it will take time to implement all electric cars. Well, I guess that's where the infrastructure needs to go, Damien, if we are all going to go electric.
And that is the classic chicken and egg situation. And we've had this with other types of fuel as well, with compressed natural gas and other things. As the car industry has been told to build a car, but then the fuel industry has to provide the infrastructure, whatever that fuel is. And that's always been the issue. That'll continue to be the issue for quite some time, unless it needs government subsidies and needs a lot of government assistance to make that happen.
Clay says, my choice would be a Mazda RX-7 series and a windy road. Have I read all of that out, Sally? What is
RX-7 Series 3 Infiniti?
Infiniti.
Is that right?
RX-7 is a beautiful old car.
Okay, yeah. And a windy road. Awesome day.
Miras says, Tesla today has broken the record for the longest mileage on a single charge. He says, I think it's more than 1,000 kilometres. Is that right? Do we know?
Do you know what the average speed was?
Because that's a good question.
Because I know some guys did some tests with a Tesla at a racetrack in the US, and when you put on this, what they call a ludicrous mode, which, mm-hmm. which gives you the ultimate performance, it lasted 4.5 kilometres from a full tank. So it depends on how much you use,
but
how much you burn.
Few of us are going to be driving at that speed. Let's just be clear.
No, true, but these are acceleration figures that are promoted,
yeah.
and it all needs to be taken into account. As a how much you burn depends on how far you're going to get. It's like anything. So you can get the figures, perhaps, but we need to know. It's like getting fuel record figures. A lot of people would tape up the front of the car and turn the air conditioning off in 40-50 degree heat. Put 1 million pounds per square inch of tyre pressures. Of course, it's there. But we need to know the conditions.
Exactly.
Osman, are you finding lots of people searching on Dubizzle for electric or hybrid cars?
Yeah, actually, one of the things we noticed, we've got 7 Teslas for sale at the moment, and there's about, what did we see? We saw about 2,000 searches for Tesla since January, actually actively on the site. So we know people are looking for the cars, and they're looking, obviously, to use our site to find out pricing, how much... what's the depreciation like on a Tesla and things like that, and we're finding that very interesting, and we're seeing more of a demand for it as well.
So quickly before we let you both go, because we have run out of time, lots of more messages coming in. Zahab says, my last fuel tank would go into Jetman flying over the Himalayas.
Very good.
Fair enough. Let's have a very quick word on where we think we're going in terms of electric cars here. Osman, we'll start with you. Obviously, we just had Tesla open their showroom. You've seen an increase on Dubizzle. How long till we're all driving around in Teslas here, considering our penchant for big muscle cars and all sorts here?
I think it would be a couple more years before the whole thing is just getting the infrastructure right. You can actually charge the cars. It doesn't exist at the moment. You have supercharging stations in Abu Dhabi and Jebel Ali. It takes 40 minutes to charge the car. There's no way I'm going to spend 40 minutes to charge my car. Same for the Mall of the Emirates. Like, it's an hour to charge it. So until we do have permission, for example, if I wanted to get one put in my apartment, to get those sort of letters from, say, landlords, municipality, that is going to take a long time. So once we reach that point, then maybe people might be more interested in them.
Damien?
Yeah, I think we'll have hybrids for a long time, and we're seeing people like Jaguar, for instance, have just introduced the E-Pace, which is a plug-in hybrid. That'll filter through, but hybrids for sure. People like Volkswagen, Audi, BMW, all the major manufacturers are doing it. And with the mandate from the government here, we're definitely going to see electric cars and more, and a lot of them come onto the market in Dubai in the fairly near future. But 100% electric, still a bit of a way off.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much, guys. Thanks for being with us on Behind the Wheel. As ever, that's Osman Burghri, Digital Manager at Dubizzle, and motoring journalist Damien Reid. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much. Cheers.